Business owners say that a session that saw the minimum wage increase to eventually $15 in New York City and $12.50 upstate, along with the phased-in partial paid family leave, will be costly to smaller employers who operate on the edge in a shaky economy. Heather Brichetti is president of the Business Council of New York State.
The list of things that could have been done that didn't get done that would have benefited upstate, you know, include ride sharing. There was some regulatory relief that the commission recommended. None of that happened. There are some workers' comp reforms that could have happened. And all of this was stonewalled. And at the same time, you have now an increasing minimum wage. The paid family leave is going to be phased in another year and a half or so. And some of this is going to be very difficult for the upstate economy.
The governor and legislature failed to agree to expand ride-sharing services, including Uber and Lyft. A temporary commission to cut business regulations formed in April and issued a report in early June, but Brichetti says so far most of the recommendations have not become law. In addition, the Senate and Assembly approved a bill, spurred by the water crisis in Hoosick Falls, that would increase the statute of limitations and give anyone who becomes sick from toxic exposure 3 years after a Superfund site is declared to file a lawsuit. Brichetti says she sympathizes with the village residents whose water has been contaminated, but she says the bill is poorly constructed and was hastily approved in the final days of the session.
Extending the statute of limitations for every potential exposure to any substance, even if that's not why a site is put on the Superfund registry, to me seems like a very inartful solution.
Many farmers are also upset by policy shifts made in the past few months. The New York Farm Bureau Steve Ammerman says the final straw was when Governor Cuomo decided not to defend the state in a lawsuit by the New York Civil Liberties Union, which, if successful, will allow farm workers to unionize.
This session was very hard with the higher minimum wage, paid family leave, you know, just the additional regulations that make it tougher for the small businesses who don't have a lot of flexibility to be able to afford these higher costs. And then when you had the governor's reaction to this lawsuit on top of it was just disheartening and very, very discouraging for our family farmers. They're just saying, well, what's next?
The Farm Bureau has gone to court seeking to intervene in the case and offer a defense. They're awaiting word from the state Supreme Court. The New York Civil Liberties Union's Donna Lieberman, speaking at a rally at the state capitol back in May, says her group expects success in the case.
We know that the state constitution protects the fundamental right to organize, and we are going to assert that right in court, and we're going to win that right in court.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo says equal rights and equal pay for farm workers is not incompatible with the administration's commitment to continued growth of the state's agricultural industry. Cuomo's aides also point out many steps that they say made the session a good one for business, including a tax cut that they say will provide relief to nearly a million small businesses and record investments in roads, bridges, and public transportation. But spokesman Rich Azzopardi in a statement says the governor makes no apologies for trying to lift people out of poverty with a higher minimum wage, and he points out that paid family leave will be funded by the workers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.